This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions in the south of Ukraine Thursday to assess damage as the flooding there has now reached both areas. He visited the main pumping station of the Inulets River canal that flooded due to the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the latest status of the flooded areas of south of Ukraine.
The latest information that we have from local authorities, it was confirmed that the water level has risen to 5.6 meters in the area. This is as of Thursday. Under the water currently, there is 600 square kilometers of land, and this includes 32% of the right bank of the Dnieper River of Kherson region, which is under Ukrainian control, and 68% of the left bank. Left bank is currently under Russian control.
The dam collapse in Ukraine has also brought a dramatic new dimension to Ukraine's war with Russia, now in its 16th month. George Washington University professor Michael Purcell, a retired U.S. Marine colonel, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the dam collapse has changed how Ukraine approaches its war effort.
They could still be in minefields, or they could be in the middle of roads, someone's backyard, or in their own home. As one Red Cross official put it, the only thing we do know is that the mines are somewhere downstream. Andrew Mathewson is with the Halo Trust, an NGO that clears land mines, and has been working in the Mykolaiv region.
The immediate threat to us and our staff and civilians is the fact that mines might move, and that will, you know, that will lead to the need for us to resurvey these areas, remark them as minefields.
This is VOA News. Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where they presented a united front by vowing they would work in lockstep as the globe tries to adapt to a period of rapid economic, political, and technological change. Russia's invasion of Ukraine was top of the agenda for the two leaders, who both pledged support for Ukraine as long as it takes. The British Prime Minister said it is important for allies to show Russian President Vladimir Putin they will keep up support for Ukraine.
I think it sends a strong signal to him that there is no point trying to wait us out. We're not going anywhere. We will be here for as long as it takes. And hopefully that will speed up the calculation in his mind that he should withdraw his forces and stop what is an illegal and unprovoked act of aggression.
Some senior U.S. counterterrorism officials are warning that Americans are the ones helping to drive the growth of racist and far-right extremist groups around the world. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
American officials who once worried about terrorists inspired by foreign groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are increasingly looking at the United States as a new epicenter for racist and far-right ideology.
Unfortunately, it happens far too often where Americans or people in the United States who carried out these horrific events or attacks do serve as inspiration.
Department of Homeland Security counterterrorism coordinator Nicholas Rasmussen told a conference this week that while he can't put a number on it, American extremists are increasingly the subject of adoration.
Their names, their belief systems show up in the writings or utterances of attackers who engage in that kind of activity overseas.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. was shrouded in haze of smoke Thursday as hundreds of Canadian wildfires continue to push clouds of polluted air across much of the eastern United States, causing flight disruptions and prompting warnings from health officials. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has this report.
Health officials in more than a dozen states have warned millions of residents that spending time outdoors could cause respiratory issues due to the high levels of fine particulates in the atmosphere. New York State Governor Kathy Hochul urged residents in affected areas, particularly the five boroughs of New York City, wear masks when outside and limit outdoor activity to protect themselves. New York City saw pollution similar to that found in perennial smoggy cities such as Dhaka and Delhi, according to Swiss technology company IQ Air. Winds are carrying the smoke south from Canada, which is experiencing its worst ever start to the wildfire season on record. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said he'd spoken with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the crisis, and hundreds of U.S. firefighters and equipment were assisting Canadian crews battling the blazes.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.